Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom ahead of the brand new basketball season. Coach, you guys have had a lot of success over the past few years. How have you been able to do it?
I think a lot of it's just been commitment from the kids. We've got a lot of hardworking athletes and kids at Valley Heights, and once you start winning, the program kind of feeds itself, and younger girls look up to the older girls and the level of competitiveness that they bring to practice and games, and it kind of has a nice trickle-down effect, and I think we're kind of seeing some of that.
Absolutely. I mean, you have a lot of great athletes that can do a little bit of everything, including play volleyball. I mean, they made the state tournament in volleyball this past year. How cool is that to see some of your athletes make the big stage yet again?
Oh, it's wonderful to see them have success in volleyball, too, and so happy to see them go. Coach Steinford coaches them up really well in volleyball, and she's an assistant and close friend of mine in basketball, so we root for each other every day of the week, so it was great to see that.
Looking forward to this season, what are you guys trying to do to get back to that big stage?
We have kind of a different looking team this year. We have a lot of new faces that weren't on the roster last year, but some also that return. So it's kind of a combination of some girls that were on the team last year and some new faces, and trying to kind of find a nice blend that can play on the court at any time. And we've got a couple girls back that were injured last year that missed the season due to injuries, so that were previously varsity players. So we lose some of our size, and we're just got to kind of find a style of play that suits us and puts us in the best situation to win and move forward.
Coach, how have those upperclassmen kind of instilled the winning culture that has been established by you and those upperclassmen to get them ready for some of the toughest basketball in the state?
Well, I think that we play a tough schedule. Our league is very tough, and the non-conference games that we have are very difficult. So really, all throughout the year, there's not a game that you can sleep on. You got to be ready night in and night out. And then when you start to make it to state tournaments, you see the next level. I mean, you see what it truly takes. And being 2A, the only 2A school in our league, when you get to state, you kind of see some different teams. And we've always had younger girls mixed with older girls on each varsity roster. So it's always been a nice blend of older kids and younger kids. And so as time goes on, those younger ones become upperclassmen, and you got some new freshmen in the mix that always kind of can find a way to contribute, and it just kind of feeds itself in that way.
Coach, who are some of those newcomers that you're expecting to come onto the court and make a big splash right out of the gate?
Well, a few of them aren't necessarily newcomers, but they'll be new for this season because we didn't have them last year. The first one is Taya Smith. She's a senior, but she missed all of last year due to a foot injury, and so it's really nice to have her back. She's an athletic kid. And then Delana Merck started her freshman year. She's a junior now, started her freshman year and missed all of last season due to knee injuries. So having those two back will be really nice. But in terms of some freshmen that we'll have, we have Ava Smith and Mia Vermenton and Josie Parker. Those three have done a tremendous job in practices leading up to the start of the season, and we expect them to have an impact on the varsity floor.
Can't wait to see them play, Coach. I really appreciate your time here, and best of luck on this new season.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
That was Jordan Brockstrom, the Valley Heights head girls basketball coach, here on Locker Room Chat, and brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.